Do you remember what your first words were?
On radio?
On the Ed Sullivan Show?
Was it Ed Sullivan or my own show? First show where I said something like, because it's been repeated so much, something like, this is Jack Benny, there'll be a slight pause while you say who
cares. For everyone to say who cares?
Who cares, or who know, or who cares, or something, I don't know. It was something like that, yeah.
Well, you were on the Ed Sullivan Show back in 32.
Right.
And then that was in March, and then later that year, in May, you started your own
program.
In May,
I started my own program. And I got it through the Ed Sullivan Show.
The sponsor?
The Canada Dry Ginger Ale. They heard me on the Ed Sullivan Show, and as soon as that show was over, they called me and made me an offer.
And you've had a sponsor on radio and TV ever since?
Ever since.
Right. What did you do on that Ed Sullivan Show?
What happened was, I was in New York, and Ed said, Jack, why don't you come on my show? He did a sports show or something. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what'll we do? He said, what'll we do? He said, oh, let you and I sit down. We'll write something. So I forget what it was, a couple of questions. He was doing a sports thing. So we sat down, and there wasn't much to the show except little talk, but evidently the agency for Canada Dry Ginger Ale perhaps liked my speaking voice because that's all they could go by.
Right.
And they made me the offer right away.
And that was for...
Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
No, I mean for what length of time? Was it a 13-week series at that point? Or?
That was 39 weeks, I think, with Canada Dry Ginger Ale. I think it was. Or I don't know how many weeks it was. But what they didn't want... See, I insisted on doing comedy commercials. Otherwise, I didn't want to do radio, television, nothing. So, they were afraid of the comedy commercials. We had some very funny ones. And finally, they wanted me eventually to do, even though they had a lot of marvelous letters telling them how good the commercials were, because they'd never heard commercials funny like that. They still didn't like the idea. So then they wanted me to do straight commercials, and I said, I don't want it. And they even wanted me to do it, you know. It was something like that. And so then I could see we were going to have a little problem. So I said to my manager, let's look for something else because I don't think they're going to keep me if I stop
insisted on the comedy commercial right from the beginning.
Right, and from the very first show.
When you had the sportsman on the, it the Lucky Strike program where they came in?
That was Jell-O, Lucky Strike, right, everything, right. Yeah.
Well, you wrote most of those, didn't you? Or have
with
a big
my
part
writers,
of it?
With my writers, yeah, sure. We wrote every one of them. And when we started for Jell-O, the Lucky Strike, the Jell-O commercials saved Jell-O because Jell-O was going out of business almost on account of Knox Gelatin was beating Jell-O, beating the hell out of him. And so they wanted the comedy commercials, figuring that that could be the one thing that would save it. And by golly, it did.
It did it. How long were you on for Jell-O?
Oh, for a long time. General Flew Jell-O, and then when they had enough of that, we went on. We stayed with them for Grape Nuts Flakes and Grape Nuts and all this and that. And then I don't know what happened with that. We were on for years and years and years. And then I went with Lucky Strike. I think Lucky Strike made me a bigger, better deal, whatever it was. So I went with Lucky Strike. And what happened was, the last year that I was with General Foods, so I had a few shows that weren't as hot. But I still had a lot of great shows.
So this was in the middle 40s?
It was, something.
The so-called famous Jack Benny slump, that you moved from number one to number seven.
Or something like that, or something. Right? Or something. Or they thought, so they practically said to me, watch it a little bit, because some of the shows, as though every show had to be perfect, you know. See, I spoil them. So the minute they said that, I went to my, and then they went back to New York. Now, they didn't have an option. The thing was over, but they did want to pick, give me a new contract. But the way they said to me, just watch a little bit, I got mad. So I said to my manager, I said, let's get another sponsor. I don't want to be with them. And we wired them on the train as they were going back that we will not be with them anymore. Because right away I had like four or five big offers from Lucky Strike, from everybody. And we grabbed Lucky Strike immediately.
When was that?
I don't know the years. Then, of course, Jello came back and said, we didn't mean to hurt your feel, all this and that, but it was too late. So then I stayed with Lucky Strikes for years. And what did I do after Lucky Strike?
Well, I think you went off the air with Lucky Strike. Your last radio show was in
Well, I went
55.
In television with Lucky Strike. Right. Television with Lucky Strike. And then we had a few different sponsors for television. And
what you on for an insurance insurance
for,
group?
Or? Oh, for quite a while, yeah. State Farm Insurance.
State Farm, yeah. Is it true, Mr. Benny, that NBC once gave you an option on the 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock time slot on Sunday nights?
Yeah, they told me as long as I would stay with them, I could have that time. Now, this was not in writing, but it was a definite agreement that I could have that time as long as I wanted to stay with them. But when I moved to CBS, CBS gave me exactly that same time. Opposite.
You know, I've always asked this question of old radio fans. What was on opposite Jack Benny? And nobody ever remembers.
No, because in those days, they couldn't. Who's going to match it? In those days, nobody would go opposite. Huh? That's what I thought.
You see if we can find a match for Mr. Benny.
But
there is no match for Mr. Benny.
So so I moved, and I didn't want to leave NBC. I loved NBC. But I had to make some kind of a deal where I could make some money, because here I was getting a terrific salary, and was all salary. And I couldn't make a deal for a company. Well, I wouldn't care if I got $1 million a week. That wouldn't do me any good. What good would that be? With income
the tax,
that
right.
Sure.
Right.
So the ones that made me the deal and came right through with it quick was CBS. Then, of course, when NBC realized I was going to go, then they were willing to make the deal. But I didn't want to play one against the other, so I merely took CBS.
Well, CBS had generally rated NBC at that time, didn't they, with these
production
company deals?
NBC was, once I got on, but NBC was really the first network. Then when I moved over, a lot of shows moved over.
Mm-hmm.
So made really CBS come up on top.
Yeah.
Really I made the million CBS by that move, which I didn't know or didn't think, you know.
How did you get hooked up with Rochester?
Nothing. We just auditioned a couple of black men, a couple of Negroes, to play the part of a porter on a train. And I like Rochester.
And so you hired
him?
The
best. I hired him. I hired him only for one show, and he was a big hit. Then I hired him for another show later, and nobody even thought of taking him because I hadn't signed up yet, and I thought I'd keep him steady.
He was certainly a big hit.
He
is occasionally on some of your TV.
He will be on my next special.
Which is when?
Which is you'll see it. You'll see it November 16, something like that.
Hmm. And now, Mary Livingston, your wife, is it true that she really was a clerk in the May Company?
She sold hosiery in the May Company. But she's going to be on my next special, and it's very tough to get her in a show, but by God, she's going to be in it.
Well, that's great. She stopped appearing with you even in the days of radio, didn't she?
No, she even went into television with me live. And then she got very nervous, and she didn't want to work anymore. And she told me she didn't want to work, so I let her go.
I want to ask you a couple of questions about the Jack Benny legend. Do you remember when you fired the Sportsman and you hired Bing Crosby and Dick Hames and Andy Russell and Dennis to substitute?
As a gag, you mean?
Right, as a gag.
Yeah.
There was a lot of reaction to that, that program.
Yeah.
And wasn't it a rare occasion for, I think, Mr. Crosby let loose with his offstage comment on that show. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. What hell was that?
Exactly that.
Huh? Is that it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Something that you couldn't say that. You could say it now.
Right.
But you couldn't say it then. Yeah. He said, who the hell? Oh, he said, who the hell picked this key?
Right. Yeah. Then he said, Dennis Day or somebody.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Did you really live next door to Ronald Coleman?
I lived a block away. We made it next door.
Right.
But I lived a block away.
Were you good friends with him?
Yeah, very.
How about the episode when... The reason I know about these things, we listen to your old programs all the time.
Yeah.
The traders and the collectors have them. And you remember the time you lost Ronald Coleman's Oscar? You remember that story?
Yeah. I don't remember the routine now, but I remember
incident. Was that tied in somewhat with that episode of when you were robbed, the great famous Jack Benny episode where the fella came up and said, your money or your life, and the long pause and all that?
Well, that was a different one. That was a different show.
That was it. When was that? You recall when,
no,
when the
I don't remember any of the dates. I don't remember the years, dates. All I remember is the first time I started. I remember my first television show, the date of that, and that was all. I only remember the first dates.
When was that?
Well, it was in October or November. I said I remember the exact date. It's October, November, 1950. That's why this is my 20th anniversary.
And this is also your 38th and the 38th anniversary of your first radio appearance, 1970 to 1932. That's when you first started. At that time, back in 1932, you were on Broadway in Errol Carroll's Vanities.
Yeah.
At the time, and we've got some.
But I was in the Vanities before I went into radio.
Right. And you were on the vaudeville circuit. Before that.
Yeah.
And that's how you met Mary. You were in L.A.
I was playing at the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles, and Mary was working cross street at the May Company.
When was your first film? Do you recall that? I have a note.
Around that.
Said Hollywood Review of 29 or something?
1929. Like that? Hollywood Review of 1929. We did that in 1928. That's when they used all the stars of MGM.
Yeah, that's right. It was MGM.
Yeah.
One of the greatest things about Jack Benny and radio that I remember was the walking man contest.
Yeah.
On Truth or Consequences.
That was the start of the heart. That started the heart fun.
Right. And right. Why were you the walking man?
Well, why?
Yeah.
You just asked me to do it. What's his name? Ralph Edwards. I don't know why.
No, I'm trying to get you to say it because you were too cheap to ride, isn't that?
Oh, is that what you're trying to say?
That's the old story. And what about the famous Benny Allen feud? Was there really, in fact, a feud?
Well, only a friendly feud, of course. We didn't plan it, though. It came up by accident. Fred said something one night on his show, and I picked it up the next week. Then he picked it up. Then I picked it up. And we were in the feud for about 8 months before we even did anything about it. The feud went on until he passed away.
Yeah. Well, that was really a great thing.
Sure it was.
You crossed over every week almost,
sure,
didn't you?
Sure. And then we would go on each other's shows. He was probably the best comedian, the best one to ever have a feud with, because he was the funniest. He was a great writer, that's why. Great wit.
I remember that you used to, at the end of your program, Don Wilson used to say, Jack will be back in just a moment, folks, but first, and then he'd go into a commercial, and invariably you were out of time. And he'd say, and now here's Jack, and you'd end up with, we're a little late.
Yeah, a little late, folks.
It was great. Yeah. Jack Benny is appearing at the Mill Run Theater through Monday, Labor Day, and we're grateful for this opportunity to speak with this idol of ours for many, many years, and he looks really good for a fellow 39 years old.
Yeah, I don't look 39. Either way you want to go.
Thank you, Mr. B.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.